USAA is proudly celebrating 100 years of serving the military community. It was a group of soldiers who launched USAA in 1922 by joining together to insure each other's vehicles when no one else would. Since then, USAA has grown to more than 13 million members strong. And through it all, one thing has remained. USAA is still serving the military community and their families. Find out more at usaa.com/100.
And hot! Welcome to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, originating from the Optum Podcast Studio in partnership with podcast channel sponsor, Medicare Mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, the Wirenut Home Services.
Welcome, listeners. This is Paul, your host of Veterans Voice Podcast, a service brought to you by Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Today on the show, we have Mike McCoy and Stephen Lux from MOAA, Military Officers Association of America, talking about how they're pushing Congress and legislation to help veterans and active duty soldiers and all the local events they have going on around here. Then we have on Jody Walter, CrossFit Falcon View. She has put together a program specifically for active duty and veterans to get you off the couch and get you healing together with veterans and like-minded people. All right, listeners, our next guest is Mike McCoy and Stephen Luck from the Military Officers Association, MOAA. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Thank you guys for what you guys do. So what is MOAA and what do we have going on coming up here? We can start with Stephen first.
MOAA is the Military Officer Association, but it's really not strictly limited to the officers. It covers all veterans.
Okay.
All veterans. So it doesn't matter if you're a guard or reserve or active duty or whatever. So that's what we do. And it's divided up into the council of chapters of people. Each state has several groups of MOA chapters.
Okay.
And there's the national chapter that overlooks all the legislation from Washington, D.C. We have a group of people here locally that looks at the Denver legislation and everything else, too. Mm-hmm. Plus, then we do a ton of other things that you can talk about.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Yeah. What do you guys got going on here? So, Mike, you're the local.
I'm a member of the local chapter.
Okay.
And, we're recovering from the COVID pandemic.
Yeah.
So all volunteer organizations have a challenge with
100%.
The number of people in their organization, the people who volunteer to become active. So I think we're starting to recover from that. It's been a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But we're really trying to do an outreach to a broader sense of the community so they can learn about what the local MOA chapter does, where National MOA is totally focused on ensuring and maintaining the benefits to veterans that they've earned and fighting the good fight in Congress. The local chapter is focused on things a little bit closer to home. Our primary focus is on 11 junior ROTC programs for all the high schools in the El Paso County area.
That's great.
And that is kind of near and dear to my heart because I started my journey of thinking about the military from my high school experience with a Navy JROTC.
Awesome.
So we do that, and we're starting to do an outreach where we're more involved with various activities such as the Retiree Appreciation Day that mm-hmm. was recently held at Peterson, 400 people. And Mount Carmel has become one of our key partners.
Great.
And so we assist them in food drives and a lot of other activities.
Yeah, with Mount Carmel, it's one amazing thing. Most of the listeners know, but I work for the Special Forces Foundation also, along with Mount Carmel. And making that transition from the Special Forces Foundation to Mount Carmel, it was incredibly intimidating because in Special Forces mm-hmm. Foundation, I just helped out Special Forces people and their family. I walked through these doors and we're like, wow, we help out everybody. So it's great that we were able to collaborate with you guys and help in getting these events and things off the ground. So what type of resources can someone expect to find walking into the door, coming to MOAA, and being a part of the association?
Well, for the local,
Yeah.
For the local chapter, we have a number of events that help educate people on the veteran activities in the El Paso County area. We have a luncheon that is every other month. We have, it's a guest speaker-based luncheon, and we inform about a lot of those activities. And then, of course, we have the activities with the JROTCs. There is some fundraisers, and the result of those fundraisers is we have an opportunity to provide a check to each of the 11 units once a year to help with their operating funds. And in addition to that, we have a scholarship committee that they also have monies set aside, and they have one deserving candidate when they finish their high school experience that are going off to college. They will be selected, and monies will be put toward that college of choice to help them with their offset some of their costs.
Medicare Mentors. When it's time to consider your Medicare options, it's time to talk with Medicare Mentors. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, is veteran-owned, a longstanding Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner, and the Veterans Voice podcast channel provider. More than that, they go above and beyond to make sure that when you need them, they are there lending a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, always above and beyond. Visit MedicareMentorsLLC.com for more information.
Optum Colorado. Veterans Voice is produced in the Optum Podcast Studio. Optum Colorado and Mountain View Medical Group, part of Optum, offer 20 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. Their primary and specialty care doctors provide quality, patient-centered care backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. Optum is dedicated to helping our community live healthier while keeping care affordable. Visit OptumCare.com/Colorado to learn more and schedule your appointment.
Sometimes it doesn't seem like, gee whiz, the MOA local chapter's doing anything, but we are all contributing to the national cause. And like the widow tax came in so that they can get the widows actually can actually save money now and actually will be getting money every year. They've been fighting for that for 40 years.
Wow.
40 years. Congress has said no.
And they finally, they
finally did it.
Wow, you guys sound like y'all sound like a bunch of badgers up there, just going to town until you finally say yes.
We are, because we don't care if you're a colonel. We don't care if you're an E1. We care about the soldier and the airmen that are here. That they need all this type of support, because when I went into the Navy back in 1971. Careful, you weren't born yet.
I was not.
I was given S&H green stamps and said, here, enjoy.
Yeah.
And then go do shopping.
Yeah.
There hasn't anything changed from the E3, E5, E1s coming out there and getting food banks.
I mean, still to this day, an E5 with a family qualifies for SNAP, qualifies for extra help.
And this is wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
And another thing that we're working on here is what they call a Purple Star. More so than the Air Force, but the Army comes in, they transfer in, they stay here for 2 years, and they transfer out. They PCS, so they call it PCS. Yep. The whole thing is that the spouse then has to find a job for those 2 years, 3 years, what they're here for. And they come in, and also, oh, by the way, their children come in late.
Yeah.
After the school session's already in session. This kind of bill, though, there's several states have already embraced it. This one here hasn't yet. We're still pushing it here locally.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing locally on the legislation side of things. Just one example.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of other things
too. And just to let you know, on our website, we have a dedicated section on updates to recent state and local regulations affecting veterans. So we're really trying to drill down a little bit and provide resources to keep people informed.
Yeah, putting the light on the problems.
How does someone find MOAA? How do they get in contact with you?
Well, there's obviously a national website, but we also have www.ppc, Pikes Peak Chapter, MOAA.org, and that has links to the national. And if you want to be a member and you fit the criteria, being an officer of almost any service or warrant officer, there's a form on there. Yes, absolutely. I was kind of raised by warrant officers in the Coast Guard. I knew not to make them mad.
We're the best.
Yeah, absolutely. And not bashful about it either.
Mustangs are better.
Yeah. And so I would say the local website, but also the national. National website has just a wealth of information across a number of horizons of things that are going on, activities, and things that military members just need to know about. So it's a nice place to visit.
Thank you for everything you're doing with the MOAA. Thank you for your service and your continued service to the veteran community. We need more people like you guys out there, and this is what keeps the ball rolling and knows that we're all being taken care of. So
great. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. So
even though you're Army.
So if you have any questions, go to the MOAA website. You can come into Mount Carmel. We have all the information here for you. And give Mike and Stephen here a call and join the association if you qualify. So thank you again, gentlemen.
You're listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans, have you downloaded the VA Health and Benefits mobile app? It makes it easy to manage your healthcare and benefits. In a newer feature, the app lets you review your VA prescriptions. Download the app on your iPhone or the Google App Store, or wherever you get your mobile apps. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app.
Here with Jody Walter from CrossFit Falconview. Jody, thank you so much for coming on the show today. You got a great program starting up here over at CrossFit Falconview. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so we are starting a program just for veterans, and the goal is to basically return them to some of that stuff that they loved about being in the military. So just kind of doing hard things together, having shared common values, beliefs, purpose, with a little bit of, or a lot of bit of fitness thrown in.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, my background going through the Special Forces course, I've made the best friends the fastest way through pain and suffering. Yeah. And so I feel like that you're kind of recreating that for you guys' gym.
Yeah, I mean, trauma bonding can be healthy sometimes, right? So, no, what we really aim to do is challenge these narratives that are, or that we feel are prevalent about veterans and what they're capable of post service. We feel like the narrative has been that they need to accept their limitations based on, you know, any kind of mental health or physical health. It's just the way things are. And so they have reduced capability. And we don't believe that. We think that's categorically false. And we're just going to work through that and help them believe in themselves again and realize that they can lean in and discover what they're truly capable of.
Yeah, for sure. As the listeners that have listened for a while know, I just retired in July. And when I retired, I got lazy. Yeah, I got lazy, and I was laying around, and, you know, I wanted to give myself that break, but it's so hard to get back into it after you have that break. So it's awesome that you guys are starting this program for these veterans to, hey, get off your butt and get back into shape, because especially with CrossFit, I mean, it's for every age, it's for every athleticism type, every, you know, skill level. So you guys are providing this service to get back, give people that motivation. So I really think that's an awesome thing you guys are doing.
Yeah, thanks.
So where is CrossFit Falconview?
Thank you for asking. It is not in Falcon. It is Falconview, like view of Falcon Stadium. So we're on the north side of town. The closest landmarks would be New Life Church or Shields. So we're on Voyager and Ridgeline Parkway.
Okay. And you guys are doing one class a day for the veterans?
Yeah. So it'll be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. as of right now. And then as the program grows and evolves, we can adjust.
And how do people sign up for this?
I have a link on our Instagram page, and it's just an enrollment form. So they just go to the link in bio, click, they just fill it out. There's no cost to sign up. And they can also indicate if they need a scholarship and or needs-based pricing, and all of that is between me and them. No one needs to know.
Okay. Yeah. So this is anywhere from free to whatever you can afford, basically.
Basically, it wouldn't go over $74 every 2 weeks.
Imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Colorado Computer Support, the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner meeting all of our computing needs. Colorado Computer Support is veteran-owned, and they are your team for innovative, collaborative IT services and solutions to enhance and support your Colorado business. When you need IT services to keep your business going, make sure the Colorado Computer Support team is on your team. Call 719-355-2440 to learn more. That's 719-355-2440. WireNut Home Services. Every season brings a new strain on your home systems. Veterans Voice partner, the WireNut Home Services, is the company you can count on to handle your heating, cooling, and electrical needs. They're family-owned, proud to employ honest, hardworking Coloradans. When you need plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical help, the WireNut does that. Call 719-399-5021. That's 719-399-5021.
What inspired you to do this?
Okay. So my transition out of the military has been interesting. I thought everything was fine and that I was doing great. And then this past summer, one of my former soldiers took his own life, unfortunately. And it really rattled me, and not just because it was another suicide and of somebody whom I knew and loved and served with, but because it rattled my identity. I had this really weird place where I was still connected with soldiers in the unit, but I'm no longer in, and I wasn't, like, that wasn't my role anymore. And I knew at that time I had to figure something out. I had to give back. There was a place for me to still serve and kind of lean into my veteran identity, because I had been avoiding it, largely because of how I talk to myself about my own service. It's from that that I was like, no, I have to do something. I have this great opportunity through fitness, and I know how it can transform lives, and you can't deny the science of what it does for our physical and behavioral health and mental health. And so, yeah, I was like, let's do this. Let's do a veteran program.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, and you said you got out as an E-8. You're a master sergeant when you got out.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, working with Mount Carmel and working with the Special Forces Foundation, that E-7, E-8, CW-2, major, lieutenant, colonel area, right, when you're getting out, is that kind of danger zone of once we get out, because we'd spent 20 years. Mm-hmm. And as much as we try not to be our identity, it is. And once you walk out of the door, you're taking that Superman cape off. But you still want to be around your soldiers. You still want to provide that leadership that you've been providing. And I've lost a few friends and a few soldiers since I've gotten out also to suicide. And that's one of the most painful things, is like, it's almost, you feel like you left them, you know? And it's really, really hard to deal with. But that's what we use these podcasts for. That's what we use your CrossFit gym for, is to, one, get our stories out there, but two, provide that leadership and provide that help and still be that strong column for people to lean on and listen to understand that they're not alone.
Exactly.
Because this, being in that position of thinking about suicide and even just transitioning out, we all feel alone. We feel like our trauma is unique. But having people like you come in here and having, you know, all the guests that I've come on, no one's breaking any brush. The trails are beat to a pulp.
Yeah, they are.
And the more we talk about it, the more the word gets out there.
Yeah.
And the more we can get it off our chest too, you know? So I really appreciate you sharing that story. It does mean a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to the listeners, that someone might hear that story and say, holy cow, this is what I'm going through too. And that can drive them into coming to the gym.
That would be great. I think, you know, along that same lines of like identity and what does that mean, taking the cape off. As you and I were discussing earlier, I completely leaned out of that veteran identity. And so I think that there's so many things that veterans bring to the table, the things that characterize their service, like I was mentioning earlier, like their ability to do hard things, the fact that they can turn off opinions about differences and share common beliefs to work towards a common goal. And I know that it's hard to do that in the civilian workplace, especially in the current climate. So you have that, like they're completely coming out of this identity that's so actually helpful, and the world needs it. We need these veterans and these values that they bring. And then now they're telling themselves, I'm too broken.
Yeah.
I hurt. I have this, I have that. And I'm like, that's not true. And we need those great values and qualities that you have. So let's put those things together. And so for those people who are listening who are like, I can't do this, my back, my neck, my shoulder. Yes, me too. So
again, not breaking any brush.
Yeah, like, sorry, like I've heard it all. And I have had an 87-year-old that comes to our gym. We have people over seven in their 70s. We have an amputee. We have people of all bodies are different. So all abilities are different. And we can accommodate every single ache and pain and injury.
That's awesome. And you guys have coaches roaming around the whole time.
We do, but this program is for veterans by veterans.
Okay.
So I will be the only coach for now until I do have a couple coaches that are veterans. Part of the requirement, I didn't mean for this to be a shout out, but it's going to be a shout out Brian Chontosh and Big Fish Foundation.
Okay.
And he also runs something called Diesel Days and the Hardway Project. And I have expressed permission to use his material in this veteran program. And I would be remiss to not mention him. But our coaches have to go through his Diesel Days program in order to coach these veterans.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so I still have to get a couple through that first.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So right now, just be me and then likely my husband, who is also a veteran.
Okay. What's your background? Tell them a little about your military career.
And so I joined as a medic. So yeah, it's kind of convoluted. We'll just say I was a medic. And then 10, 11 years in, I also added civil affairs to my repertoire. Then I basically functioned as both a civil affairs NCO and a medic for my remaining career. Deployed to Afghanistan, supported some other operations, did some cool stuff in the Philippines, but cool. I served in the reserves my career.
That's cool. Just one trip to Afghanistan?
Just the one. And I had to fight to get on that. Isn't
really?
That crazy?
That's
yes.
Where were you at?
Kandahar.
Kandahar?
In the Arganab River Valley.
Yep.
And then
I was one of the last people on Kandahar. It was crazy. We did the Bataan Death March virtually there.
Oh, wow.
And so we walked the whole thing, and it's a ghost town. Like, it was the creepiest, craziest thing. It was very eerie.
It was an interesting.
What year was that?
2011. And then we supported the invasion of Iraq in 2003.
Uh-huh.
So was supposed to be a part of that, but we got canceled. And so I ended up on Fort Stewart and did all the medical assessments for all the returning soldiers.
Post-deployment,
yeah. Yes. And that was eye-opening.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. So 20 years in, you got out as an E-8, CA through CA. Sounds like a pretty awesome career. Sounds like you had a pretty good time. And now you're found your purpose with continuing to help veterans out, which is great.
Yeah.
So how can people look up CrossFit Falcon View, and how do they get involved with the program, whether it be joining the program or maybe even helping you out with coaching?
Oh, yeah. If anybody is a CrossFit coach and is looking for a coaching job, yes, I am. But I need you to be a CrossFit coach. So I'm just going to plug that. I need that, especially if you have midday availability. what I would really like is for people to spread the word. And, you know, we're not looking for well-adjusted veterans who just want cheap or free membership. I do need to say that. We really want the people who need this program. And I know we all know at least one person.
Yeah.
Encourage them to come, and come with them. If you don't need it, that's fine, but they'll come. If you come, then do it.
Yeah.
The way to find us really is through social media. We do have a website, but I do not have this program public facing on the website.
Okay.
So really the Instagram page will be the best way, or send a message through there, or they can just show up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6:30 to 7:30. That's fine too.
That's awesome. So CrossFit_FalconView Our Falcon underscore view underscore.
Yes.
All right, Jody, now for my favorite time of the show. Okay. Can you please tell me a story?
I don't know which one to do.
You can do them both.
Okay. All right. They're both pretty quick. So the first one is the frog. So just imagine the E4 mafia in the woods of North Fort Lewis. And one of the guys, I can still picture him, but I can't remember his name. One of the guys was bet $5 to swallow a little tree frog. And he swallowed it whole without like chewing it, just swallowed it down the hatch.
I guess chewing probably would have been worse.
I mean, but it was, I'm like, but he did it for $5. And then $5, that was it. I mean, granted, it was 2003, but still, I feel like $5 was chump change. So then they bet him $20 that he could throw it back up, and he was unsuccessful in his attempt. I just feel like that's such an example of just soldiers just doing stuff.
We paid a guy $100 one time to chug a Gatorade bottle full of chew spit.
Oh, that's...
It was so bad. So bad.
That's so gross.
We didn't have to pay him to throw up.
Nope. That probably came naturally. Okay.
All right. What's the other story?
The other story. Okay. So if there's any lady listeners, they might appreciate this. So I met my husband in Afghanistan, and people are like, oh, that's so sweet. No. So
no.
First of all, he's short, and I love him. Love you, Sam. And so he walked into the dining facility, and I was there with my team leader, and my team leader is like more than a foot taller than my husband, like a foot. Yeah, very tall. And so he bends over in half, starts hugging this guy. I'm like, what is happening? They're like having this reunion. Ugh. And he was so gross. He had like a deployment buzz cut, so it wasn't even. And he just was gross. He had womanizer all over him. He's not here, but he will admit this. And so he sat down next to us to catch up with my team leader. They knew each other from the 173rd. And I literally sat as far away from him as I could, like crossed my legs opposite and leaned across my chair so he would not mistake that I was not interested. We're married and have a kid now. So he told a few jokes and now here we are. So
gotcha.
He got me with the humor. Oh, he was so gross though. But I love him.
That is awesome. Well, Jody, thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you're doing. So again, CrossFit Falcon View up off of Voyager and Ridgeline. All the links will be attached with this, with the podcast. Go up there, bring some friends, get your battle buddies off the couch, the ones that are struggling, and let's get fit together and heal together.
That sounds great.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Jody.
You've been listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA. Veteran's Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner The Wire Nut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDO News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.
Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, hosting classes and events for veterans and their families all year long, like Medicare 101 and our bi-monthly food giveaway. Locations in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and Trinidad. See the full calendar of events at veteranscenter.org/events. Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, providing free physical wellness for veterans, like trauma-informed yoga, tai chi boxing, art therapy, and more. Locations in Pueblo, Trinidad, and Colorado Springs. Learn more at veteranscenter.org.